at 3.7%, the same as in December. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow down 93 points, while the NASDAQ is trading 115 points higher, and the S&P is up 18. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today. It's an issue of life or death. Thou shalt not kill, God's Word says in Exodus 20 and verse 13. It's one of the Ten Commandments. And yet we find across denominational lines, across political lines, across the whole strata of human beings in America today, there are multitudes that cannot understand, thou shalt not kill. And when we talk about murder by way of abortion, that's killing, that's murder. And ladies and gentlemen, that is simply against the Word of God. I'm here with Dr. Davis, and we're talking about that today, because in the state of Florida, there's a proposed amendment to the Constitution. Now, let me just say this, Pastor. I get a little frustrated with it. She'll calm me down if I get too irate. But anyway, in the federal Constitution, our United States Constitution, we've amended the Constitution 27 times since its origin. With the state Constitution of the state of Florida, since 1973, we've amended it 127 times.
My.
In fact, most do not realize that when these loose, lax, lost, liberal groups want to get something done that they know is an impossibility to get it done by the legislative process, they'll come up with the idea of paying for signature petitions to get it put on the ballot, and then use a false narrative. You see, there's required any ballot initiative to change the Constitution, there must be a 90-word preamble telling you what that amendment does. They have discovered they can pay for it by the signatures and then lie as to the intent of that amendment on the ballot, and multitude will vote for it because generally what it says it will do is exactly opposite to what it will do. And yet there are multitudes that will vote on it and say, yes, that's on the ballot. That is a proposed amendment that will probably be on the ballot in November of this year. And we need to recognize that it is murder. And Pastor Davis, one of the things that perhaps our listeners may or may not be aware of, Margaret Sanger was a eugenist. Margaret Sanger's position was that black people are less qualified than white, and that black people are not smart enough to be able to survive and live. And therefore, with Margaret Sanger's approach with eugenics, her goal was to destroy the black race. Now, you can disagree if you like. Go to your internet search engines that have any viability and research it. And that's what's happening today. Pastor Davidson, most of the cities where a Planned Parenthood murder clinic is located, it's located in a low-income area or in an area where it would be predominantly black people, because that's still the goal.
Amen.
And yet people do not recognize that today. Ladies and gentlemen, that's unholy, that's ungodly, that's unbiblical, and that is primarily murder, and therefore we need to say no. We decide no. It is something that ought not to be done. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over with your question or comment, please.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you. I am unable, I can't help thinking that where America is today, they didn't have to be there. It's almost willful, self-imposed, self-destruction.
Right.
You know, yes, I think that to think that we didn't have to be where we are. We willfully, I regard America has over the years like toying with or nurturing a monster that is now ready to destroy us. To think that what you're dealing with today is, you know, the abortion. I can think of the days when abortion was a very private affair, and I would consider the dark days, lack of understanding. People probably didn't even fully understand what was going on, and it wasn't something anybody was proud of. It was, as far as I know, it was something to be ashamed of and quiet in. And for us to reach where we are today, with God giving us more and more knowledge, because he did tell us in his word that knowledge would increase. And I believe that all of the knowledge that we have, technology, whatever it is, all of it is coming from the hand of God. He has passed it on to humanity, and we should use it for good and use it to glorify him. But instead, we have done just the opposite, use it to abandon him, turn our backs on him. And to think that we have reached a place now where abortion is so glorified and so lifted up, so important that our election, it's on the ballot, you know. Oh, my God. I think, anyway, as I'm seeing it, my word of warning this morning is to my fellow Floridians, as you are mentioning, that we are right now in danger of becoming the abortion center or the murder center of Florida, of the United States, of the South, murder center of the South. Yes. And Floridians, my word of warning to her is, let's be careful, because what I do know is that when immorality and abandoning God, when it reaches a certain stage, God, it forces God to act. And we are courting the wrath of God. We are working on it as hard as we can. When we glorify abortion and the murder of our children, our babies, and not only that, we glorifying our medical, I'm so disappointed in our medical to know that they would surrender to the thinking that they can change boys into girls. So we're not only murdering the fetus and not allowing them to see the light of day, but we turn on the youngsters that we have, our 5, 6, 7-year-old, 14, 15 teenagers, we turn on them, and we are destroying them with when we say we can change the gender. So we are in big trouble. We're courting the wrath of God. And we can look for his judgment to fall on us as we abandon him and reject his word and think that we make ourselves, this is what we're dealing with. We have leaders who have abandoned God completely. And in China, that is in Russia, it is there. They don't believe in any God. And in America, where we knew better, we have been, our forefathers paid in blood, worked hard to build this country, to honor God and to glorify God. And we have abandoned our position, we have turned our back, and we are drifting right into big, big trouble. Because you don't abandon God and turn our backs on him and get away. He's going to abandon us too.
Absolutely.
God help us as we continue to... another thing that I noticed Florida get on the ballot before we know it, not only... with all of us involved in the destroying marriage and family life with same-sex marriages and things, but the drug culture. Florida, we have actually gone into the legalizing the drugs, the use of drugs. We start with the marijuana, which is a gateway drugs, and we move right on into bigger. So we're courting the wrath of God. We are in
absolutely
big trouble. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless
thank
you for what you're doing.
Thank yes. you, Lily. You're spot on with your statement. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, thou shalt not kill. We're talking about today the initiative that will perhaps be on the ballot November the 5th of this year. I'm saying thou shalt not kill. Every life is sacred. God creates life, not man. God has the authority to take life, not man. And yet we find this is promulgating across the nations. I'm looking at a headline that's almost laughable. Kamala Harris rewrites history to say late-term abortions are a new issue. This is dated February the 1st. Kamala Harris, in an interview, decided to rewrite history by claiming that partial birth abortions are those procedures that destroy the unborn life just before birth are now new issues. Actually, she contradicts 30 years of history. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the point. In the approach to abortion today, and if this amendment for the state of Florida's Constitution is successful, that means that a human life can be taken right up to the point and time of the delivery of that child. In fact, with what is called partial birth abortion will be included in the amendment's authorization to murder a child in the womb. That baby is partially born. The physicians will take a pair of scissors, stab in the back of the head, and a suction tube go in and suck the brains out and then finish the delivery. That's partial birth abortion. And that's included in this amendment that, if passed, will allow that to take place in the state of Florida. Florida's abortion rights groups collects enough signatures to advance the 2024 ballot measure. Ladies and gentlemen, there are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things. If time would allow, we could go into great detail in relationship to it. But I want us to understand. The scripture says in Psalms 127, verse 3, that children are an heritage from the Lord. We understand that God gives us children. Listen, Dr. Davis, I believe part of the problem we have today with the Social Security Administration being almost bankrupt, part of the problem we have today with not having enough human beings in America to carry out the needs of the task is because about 70 million human beings in America, human beings around the globe, had their lives destroyed as a result of Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade, 1973, gave the authorization for medical professions to simply make a decision when that child could be murdered in the womb or out of the womb. And ladies and gentlemen, that's on the fast track for the state of Florida. That telephone number, by the way, is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We invite your telephone call. How do you stand on the issue? Ladies and gentlemen, have with me Dr. Davis today, and we're talking about this very vital, serious subject. I'm looking at a headline, Florida Right to Abortion Initiative 2024. The Florida Right to Abortion Initiative may appear, this article says, on the ballot in Florida as a initiated constitutional amendment, November the 5th, 2024. Then there's a sub-headline. Who's behind the campaign surrounding this initiative? First of all, here, Pastor, listen. Listen to these groups. They already spent $17.7 million in promulgating the signatures, getting it to the point that it could be on the ballot. It says here those that are supporting this includes ACLU of Florida, Planned Parenthood of Florida, Women's Freedom Coalition, Florida Rising, SEIU 1199, which is a union, medical workers union, and Women's Voices for Southwest Florida. Those are the groups that's behind this amendment movement. Those are the groups that are the grassroots efforts wanting to get you to believe that a woman's rights includes the murder of the baby in the womb. Here's a portion of this massive article. The Florida Voice for the Unborn. It's a group that's against this effort to take life. This article reads, "The amendment mandates unlimited abortion, requires the return to partial birth abortion, overrides parental consent for abortion, encourages the expansion of abortion, prohibits reasonable protections for women's health in the state of Florida." I don't know how you could summarize it any better than that summarized in this article. But ladies and gentlemen, what is the status and the history of abortion in Florida? This article reads, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill known as the Heartbeat Protection Act, April 13, 2023, designed to ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected and around 6 weeks. The law was set to take effect if the Florida Supreme Court rules that a previous bill signed by DeSantis in 2022, the 15-week abortion ban, is constitutional. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting pretty convoluted. Our governor signed a law, the heartbeat bill, that says once the heartbeat can be detected, that it's against the law to murder that baby, that infant, that child in the womb. But there was a previous law signed in 2022, the 15-week abortion ban. But the proponents opposing that filed suit, and it had gotten to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court had not yet ruled on that. So the heartbeat bill cannot go into effect until the Supreme Court rules on the 15-week ban. And now, thank the Lord for Ashley Moody, our Attorney General, is arguing at 9 o'clock on February the 7th, that's next Wednesday. She's arguing before the Supreme Court that this amendment ought not to be put on the ballot for 2024, November this year. So it's the three things that right now is before the Supreme Court as I see them. The major thing being whether or not the wording, the 90 words preamble to the amendment, whether it is legal and constitutional. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize where we are and what is happening. I'm reading from this massive article. Opponents of this movement, this amendment, Attorney General Ashley Moody, organizations that are against the amendment, Florida Voters Against Extremism, National Center for Life and Liberty, Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. Ashley Moody is arguing, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm thankful that she is. She's arguing that the wording is illegal and is purposefully deceptive. Now, Dr. Davis, you touched on that a little earlier. What is deceptive about what they're saying? How do you view it? What's your take on it? And what do we need to say to our listeners today so that our listeners will be praying for the Supreme Court ruling next Wednesday, praying for Ashley Moody, praying for our Supreme Court justices and those that will be speaking at that meeting.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I'm wondering, you know, after the great explanation you just gave in the various areas there, and God bless Ashley Moody and what the stand that she's taken,
yes,
you know, for this. But I'm wondering if any more see it the way she sees it.
Mm-hmm.
How many more, in other words, really see it the way that Ashley Moody sees it? Now, what we have to know and what I have learned through life experience is that anytime a person wants a scapegoat for anything that they are doing, they'll create a loophole.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at these amendments, that's all they are. They are not providing answers to the issues. They're only creating more chaos and confusion.
Right.
Now, the Bible has a classic example in Exodus chapter 21, verse 22.
Amen.
Of a fetus being aborted. not willfully, but by violence. But listen at what the Lord said in his word. Verse 22, that's Exodus 21 and 22. He said, if men strive and hurt a woman with child, so that her fruit depart from her, and yet no mischief follow, that means further violence, he shall be surely punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. Now, judges, that's judges who have a biblical view on what life is supposed to be like according to the word of God.
Yes.
Those are people who are rooted and grounded in the word. Now, we're supposed to have people in positions of authority, judges and so forth and so on, that's supposed to have a biblical worldview on issues like this. And then when it comes down to it, they have enough intestinal fortitude to make the right call.
Right.
But in many cases, we don't have that. They have conflicting views, and so many people have been bought out for the sake of money. I mean, for the sake of advantage.
Absolutely.
A lot of times, whatever they can get from it, or whatever it provides for their family, or whatever the case might be, to make their lives more comfortable, that's what they do. This should not be in the case of Christians when we have this. Now, listen, this verse that I just read is not a loophole, but God was giving examples in his word if the case be as such, where two men get in a fight and strike a woman with a child so that the child ends up getting aborted. In other words, he's saying it's not right. He doesn't approve of how the situation took place and the child being aborted because, as you said, children are a gift. They are a heritage from the Lord. And certainly he doesn't want to see any child be aborted or any life be lost. So he said, whatever the woman's husband lay upon that person that caused the child to be aborted, let it be so. And then whatever call the judges make, we had judges over the 12 tribes. So whatever call the judges make, let that be the law. In other words,
somebody finally do the final adjudication of it.
So that's what we have to understand. Now, listen, here's another thing. Let me go over here. I'm going to Leviticus chapter 24. And this is verse 31. And we're talking about some various things here now, just in this one verse. And that's all I'm going to read. This is what the Lord said. And he that killeth a beast. Now, we know that that doesn't really apply in this particular situation. But I'm going somewhere with this. He shall restore it. And he that killeth a man, he shall be put to death. You see how God pronounced judgment on people that take a human life?
Take a human life. God counts it very seriously.
I've marked many pages, and I know you're looking at the pages I've got folded up in my Bible here, where God came to the same conclusion about human life.
Yes.
When we go all the way back to the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse 6, he said, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed.
That's right.
Life for life, tooth for tooth, eye for eye. You know, this is what scriptures say in so many cases. But now thank God for the mercy of God that we don't have to live by the eye for eye thing anymore. But we have to realize that human life is still valuable. And God has never given us any permission to take human life.
Amen.
Now, okay, I know there's been some cases in the Bible where wars broke out and lives had to be taken or lives were lost.
That's not considered murder.
That's not murder, and that's not abortion.
Right.
So we have to realize, again, classic cases are in the Bible, but that's to help do away with the excuses that we come up with when we get ready to do wrong.
That's right. Pastor, let's take a moment, and I want our listeners to understand, next Wednesday, February the 7th, 9 o'clock, Supreme Court, State of Florida, seven justices, five of which are considered ultra-conservative, will hear the arguments. Ashley Moody, the Attorney General for the State of Florida, is presenting the arguments. Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel will be part of the co-presenters that will be presenting arguments against this amendment for the State of Florida. But this initiative, if it's approved, will open the door wide open for the approval of partial birth abortion. This initiative, if it is approved, mandates unlimited abortion. This initiative, if it approves, if it is approved, overrules any parental consent for minors. That means parents will have no say-so. It will overrule any parental consent. This amendment, if it goes forward and is approved, it expands the abortion business in the state of Florida. This amendment prohibits reasonable protection for a woman's health in the state of Florida. This amendment overrules any present or future laws against abortion. This will make murder in the womb permanent in the state of Florida. No turning back. It will make it permanent. This amendment, this proposal states that, listen, this is what the proposal states. No law shall prohibit, delay, or restrain abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. Now, ladies and gentlemen, within that statement that's in that, let me just read it from it, from what the law will state on that proposed amendment. The full text of the proposed amendment is as follows. I'm reading from the legal takeoff of this. Except as provided for Article 10, Section 22, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. Ladies and gentlemen, there's three or four major caveats in that statement. Who decides the viability? Who decides the viability? Planned Parenthood doctor? A nurse? A dentist? Who decides the viability? Something that is nebulous in that proposal that will leave it wide open to increase abortions. Secondly, who determines the patient's health? It says, unless the patient's health, then the abortion could go forward. Who decides that? It says health care provider. Who's the health care provider? Pastor Davis, that can mean the woman's podiatrist is the health care provider.
My God.
It could mean that a woman's dermatologist could make that decision. It leaves it wide open. It opens Pandora's box. It means that patient's dentist could determine, or that patient's eye doctor or dermatologist could make that decision. So what do we need to do? What is the call to action, ladies and gentlemen? Pray for the Florida Supreme Court. Pray specifically for next week on February the 7th for the Florida Supreme Court. Pray for Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel. Pray for the Attorney General in the state of Florida, Ashley Moody. Pray that God will give them wisdom and that the argument will go forth and that the Florida Supreme Court will vote overwhelmingly, uniformly, that this amendment ought not to be on the ballot. That's our only hope, is that the Florida Supreme Court, right now, it's the Florida Supreme Court is in the driver's seat. Pray for the Supreme Court. Pray for the ruling. Pray for the arguments. If you decide you want to be there, go be in the rally on the steps of the Florida Supreme Court at 9 o'clock next Wednesday morning, February the 7th. Pray for the Supreme Court's decision. Pray for those that are presenting the arguments. Pray that God will stop this before it goes to the ballot so that it cannot be voted on and will allow murder by way of abortion in our state. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issue.
Amen.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly.